This episode of EduTech Guys was recorded live at ISTE 2023 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Thanks for listening. This episode of EduTech Guys is brought to you by Renaissance, featuring Nearpod. At Renaissance, we believe the right technology can unlock a more effective learning experience, one in which every student grows to their full potential and teachers are freed up to do what they do best, teach. It's amazing what we can achieve when the right technology helps us see what each student needs and chart their path to success. Renaissance, the family of products featuring Star Assessments, Star Phonics, Accelerated Reader, Myon, Nearpod, eSchool Data, and so much more. Get more information at renaissance.com.
Hey, welcome back to ISTE 2023 live in Philly with the EduTech guys. We're really excited to have our next guest. We're going to let them introduce themselves and tell us who they are and what they do.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. I'm Todd Breckus. I'm the Chief Product Officer at Renaissance and also the General Manager at Nearpod.
Awesome. I'm Lori Keon. I am the Coordinator for Model Schools at BOCES in upstate New York. I'm also on the NYSCAPE board, do training with them, and I'm an adjunct professor for SUNY Plattsburgh.
Okay, so we were told to make you do all the talking. So.
Okay.
And all my colleagues know this is going to be very difficult for me. Yes. But she's an author and she's won awards.
I am. Yes, I'm the author of a book called Smile Learning, Leveraging the Power of Educational Technology, which I actually spend a few pages in the book talking about how great Nearpod is and that it's a great one to look at to see, if whatever product you're using, how it relates to how well Nearpod can do that job.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah.
So Jeff, I know this isn't a sponsored podcast yet, but Smile Learning is the name of the book.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, Leveraging the Power of Educational Technology. It's available on Amazon. And SMILE is an acronym. It's using technology to shine, motivate, inspire, learn, and overcome your elephants. So that's what the E is, on the book. So, yeah, it's great. And, yes, I did just win an award. I won the Estita Watch.
And she reads minds.
Estita Watch Award. Well, you mentioned award winner, too. So, yes, I just got my award today. So I'm very grateful.
Well, congratulations. Yeah, that is awesome.
So big question. When do you sleep?
Yeah. Definitely sleep, yes.
When is that? I don't know when.
Once in a while.
Yeah, exactly.
So let's talk about this. Let's talk about Renaissance first. I'm a tech coordinator, 30 years in the business and education. So I can't remember a time we didn't use Renaissance. So let's talk about it, and let's talk about where it is right now.
You know, it's amazing. It's the Mark Twain quote. You know, when I came to the company in 2018, everybody said, Accelerated Reader's still around? 36 years later? And the short answer is absolutely. It's probably been one of the most successful products in all of education technology. When you think about both whether by revenue or by usage or by longevity, just incredibly successful. And I wondered, really, are we going to continue to invest in this? As a chief product officer, you look at products and go, where do the investment needs? But the amount of simple use of a teacher just wanting to motivate kids to read has caused Accelerated Reader and Renaissance to be around a very long time. And it's doing very, very well. And now connected into a larger ecosystem of products, including Nearpod, and we're really super excited about this idea of having teachers see every student. And what I think AR did in its early days was really help teachers identify where are my struggling readers and how can I get them motivated to read, set their goals, do the simple things. And now expanding this product line to be much broader than just literacy, but thinking about literacy, math, science, social studies, the connection to assessment-driven instruction and practice, and really excited to bring in the Nearpod elements where direct instruction and that opportunity for whole class but also small group instruction can really take off and make it easier for teachers to find the reasons to motivate their kids to really start being excited about the skills and the learning that they're doing.
Yeah, it's amazing to me. I came into education a little later than Jeff did, and when I was first starting as a technology coordinator, we had accelerator reading was at the schools, and so I would help the schools get it set up, et cetera. And then, I have no idea the timeline. This is my own personal timeline. But then there was Star Math, and it's amazing from my perspective to see really how much things have grown in terms of what Renaissance is doing, but even also within those platforms themselves, within the programs themselves, how much they have evolved over the course of time. It's been really fun to watch. And my wife's a teacher, so as a spouse of a teacher, she loves accelerated reading. She's a literacy coach, and I mean, she's always loved it. And so to experience that firsthand, secondhand, third hand at this point, I mean, you know, it's just like, it's very cool. It's been
I can consider Renaissance as a suit of armor, and so, you know, we're playing the video game, and it's time to level up, and we need that bag of tricks, so let's talk about Nearpod. That's the bag of tricks. That's that big sword and potion and everything else that we need to go along with it. So let's talk about what it brings to it.
Yeah, so I actually was just telling Todd, I started using Nearpod in 2013. We went one-to-one with iPads that year as a pilot program, and it was the very first app I used on the iPad, actually the very first app I've ever used, because I didn't even own a smartphone then, and I just, it was that moment and of all the students were on the screen and I swiped to the next screen and every student's screen changed and the gasp, and you know, and I had everybody hooked. They were like so ready, and it's grown so much. I mean, that was 2013, we're 10 years later, right? And it just has so many aspects that get students engaged in the learning process, but it's even more than that. It's not just the engagement, they're engaged in the learning, right? They really want to see what's going to come next. They want to engage in whatever the content is. We know that there's going to be give and take, that you're going to turn and talk to people and do different things that you know you want in the classroom. And then, you know, it's one of those products that has evolved with us. So whenever there's something that we need, for example, when COVID hit, there was a big request for annotations on Nearpod, and not very soon after that, never long after that, I should say, we had the ability to do that. So it becomes this, like you said, a suit of armor. I always say it's like having like a like your backpack with all of your tools that you
in
need,
the bag,
right?
Yeah,
it just, or your Swiss Army knife, right? If you want to look at it that way, it would, if you're like, oh, I need to do this, Nearpod can do that, right? Mm-hmm. And but I will tell you that the students are so excited when you say, all right, today's Nearpod code is, and they always want to know, we're going to play Time to Climb, we're going to do, you know, a draw, what are we going to have fun interacting with as we're going through and using it. So yeah, I just think it's just a great product.
I was just going to say, you know, I've only been with Nearpod, running Nearpod for about a year now, or sorry, 5 months now. It seems like it's gone fast.
It's been five years.
Yeah. But I was part of the acquisition and deciding to purchase Nearpod as a team for Renaissance and be with our private equity partners, and we were able to get the winning bid to buy Nearpod. And what we loved about this was, I was kind of jealous, to be honest with you. So I founded a company called Mayan, and I sold it to Renaissance. Yeah, and that's how we kind of all come together. And Mayan and Accelerated Reader working really well together. Mm-hmm. But we looked over at when we were starting Mayan, we looked over at the booth, and this crowd, this hundreds of teachers trying to get into this room.
I remember.
And it's the time when they flipped kind of 2013 and 2014 from just being an iPad carrying device to a delivery system. Mm-hmm. And the analogy and the metaphor of being a Swiss Army knife, I always worry about the Swiss Army knife metaphor, but I think it's really true, except that this Swiss Army knife is like the best knife you'd use, the best bottle opener you'd use. And
MacGyvered.
The MacGyvered.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's got all the
tools. That's right.
The key and the whole thing.
But the exciting part for us is what transforms Renaissance with Nearpod is really the new brand that we're launching is a real focus on teachers. Mm-hmm. Most ed tech, and I built a lot of different ed tech products through my career, has been very focused on the student-centered learning and the independent learning, the personalizing learning, which I love. Mm-hmm. But the downside is, if you personalize education so much and then the teacher becomes, in a sense, kind of missing from the equation for some school districts, and we just send them off to the computer labs or into the headphones on kind of experience, you miss that interaction of what a real high-quality instructional classroom looks like. And I think the benefit of bringing Nearpod and Renaissance together is this opportunity for teachers to illuminate the data and the information that may be coming from STAR or AR or Mayan or all these products that we own that give really rich exhaust of data and information, but now with the tools of Nearpod to say, let's teach this again, because clearly our kids aren't getting this. So we're pretty excited about this armor, if you will, or multifunctional tool.
That's right.
To really live at the center of the Renaissance solution set.
You know, Nearpod to me brings back the creativity.
Definitely.
And what it does to me for the educator is it allows them to become a true facilitator.
Yes.
It stops at the teaching part of it and then become this facilitator where you're enabling and strengthening the students to be creative and create their own learning path as they create that smile. You know?
That's right.
You know, it's funny, we're in 1980 something, when I was younger and I saw my first Mac.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? You know, what is this thing doing?
Right.
I know that's how you felt probably the very
100%.
First time.
The first time that screen changed, it was completely a new world. Yeah.
And our kids still do that.
Yeah, they do, which is surprising because I always think they're not going to ooh and ah, but if you set them up right, you know, they're going to totally ooh and ah, which is great. But it's one of those things that, you know, we always talk about student motivation. We talk about engagement. We talk about making sure that students are on task. And I mean, I did this a couple years ago, but I had 250 fifth graders that I had to teach digital citizenship to. And so they brought them into the cafeteria, which is not the most conducive learning environment.
Say, yeah, great. Great solution.
Right? Yes. But it was the only
right
space.
Right after your wax beans, right?
Right. It was the only space they felt had the Wi-Fi bandwidth to be able to handle. Sure. And, you know, so they were all in these rows of their cafeteria tables. And, you know, the teachers were pulled out. So they left me alone with 250 fifth graders that I don't know, right? And because they were going to get training on something while I was doing this lesson. So I was really not sure if it was going to work, right? But I had them all get on Nearpod. And I'd actually prepared ahead of time. I told all the teachers, this is the code. Please get your students on so when they walk in with their Chromebooks, it's ready to go.
Yes.
And we had 250 students decide that when we play Time to Climb, they were going to be penguins. So we had 250 penguins climbing. I had no issue, no behavior issues. I had full engagement. One student's Chromebook out of 250 would not connect. I don't know why. You know, the Wi-Fi just would not work for that Chromebook that day. Right?
Evil magic.
Yeah, and he looked at me and goes, I'll just... Okay, like it was never an issue. And I think that's what if you have the right product and it has the right tools, the teacher can facilitate any environment with any content because they need to support you. And I think that's super important.
Well, and I think it also, not to diminish the role of the person who puts all of these pieces and parts together.
Absolutely.
Right? So I think I'm going to say this. I don't know. I wasn't there, but I'm going to say. And I just met you. But
sure.
I'm going to say that part of the reason why it was so successful was because you had done whatever the legwork was and putting everything together so that it would be successful. And I think that's where teachers can benefit from each other. And again, this is not the sponsor thing, but we'll keep plugging your book. But I think that's where books like Smile come into play, where teachers can learn, okay, how can I do this with tools such as Nearpod? How can I use Renaissance products effectively in my classroom? Because a lot of teachers, they may know how to use the product, but right. not necessarily how to use the product, right. if that makes sense, right?
Yeah.
You know,
and
effectively.
I to piggyback on that, too, you know, I do a lot of classes with digital citizenship. It's something I'm very passionate about. I've been teaching it for 10 years. And, you know, a lot of schools, they still feel like it's an assembly. But in New York State, where I'm from, they have computer science and digital fluency standards. Perfect timing because Nearpod rolled out their 21st Century Readiness Program, which has all these lessons. So when I go into schools and I use some of the different lessons or I pull the parts that I want for my lesson, teachers are like, wait, I could do it all here. I'm like, yeah, it's already there. Like, you don't have to do anything crazy for it. But what I really love is the brain breaks that you get with it. And they're these short little videos. And another story, but I was in a universal pre-K classroom, end of the day, last half hour of the day, they asked me to do digital citizenship with them. When I walked in the room, the teacher was teaching a math lesson on her Promethean board, and she looked exhausted. Every student in the class is completely not in their seats correctly. Like, you could tell it had been a day, right? And she looked at me and she goes, good luck. And she went and sat
Thanks
in the back
a lot.
Of the room. And so I get them on Nearpod, and I'm like, you know what, we're going to do a brain break right off the bat. So I pulled one of them up. We did the five-finger breathing. By the time we finished one hand, every student's shoulders settled. They were sitting quietly in their seats, and they were ready. And I think that, you know, you could do this online. Like, I mean, you're still using Nearpod. You're still online, but you're taking it offline to make that connection. Mm-hmm. By the time I got to the second hand, they were completely focused and ready to go. And we had a great lesson. We had a great time together.
Yeah. So let's talk about this. Renaissance to me is Beethoven's Third. Fun piece to play.
Sure.
But to get to it, there's a lot of work that has to be done to it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about that relationship with Nearpod. And, you know, it's fun. I'm having a great time. I'm learning. I'm building my path.
Mm-hmm.
Where are those building blocks that I need? And how is that? I know you guys are working on this, or you've worked on this. And where's that path leading us? And how's it working? For those listeners, those teachers going, okay, tell me, how do these two really work together?
Yeah.
And to me, that's where I see it is. These are the building blocks, paying the dues.
Right.
Yeah, but it's fun now. I know why I have to do it, because then I can do these things.
Yeah. Yeah, you're talking about within Nearpod or between Renaissance?
Between Renaissance and Nearpod.
Yeah, so for me, and I haven't seen it firsthand, but I've heard, so you could probably speak more to this. With Renaissance, you have the star assessments, and then based on what where they are in star, it will recommend lessons in Nearpod.
You got it.
All right.
So you explained it pretty clearly.
Okay, good.
So I think most of your listeners will know the star assessments. The STAR assessment is an interim computer adaptive assessment. We also acquired FastBridge, and we're working on FastBridge as well. So having these assessments is great for a teacher to just to know where students are and adapt their instruction. Pretty basic idea, but important idea, because they get information, they get data, and they can adapt their instruction based on the needs of the kids. The challenge is, what do you do with that information, and where do you go next? And how do you, okay, you just gave me 6 reports that show that 2/3 of my kids aren't doing very well. I need some resources. And so what we've done is we've mapped the STAR assessment explicitly to Nearpod, so that on every specific skill that those students have gaps in, we presented a Nearpod lesson to teach. Our two teams together have knit this very closely together, so that now when you land on your STAR record book, you literally click the button that says Teach with Nearpod, and you are seeing all of those students that need different lessons and differentiation based on those skills. Super easy idea, not super easy to implement, but we've done it on our side, on the teacher side, really easy to implement. But technically now, we're in an environment where true responsive teaching, differentiated practice, personalizing of the education experience from a teacher-driven mindset, not an algorithm only, and we're building this facility for teachers to have these, to take that Swiss Army knife out and to really apply it to the right kids at the right time.
Yeah. So teacher wise, to me, this is it. You got your chocolate and my peanut butter kind of thing.
Yes.
And you're probably getting a lot of that from teachers. So speak to the ease of implementing this. So it can't be that hard. So don't be afraid of it.
Yeah. And I think, you know, when you first start using Nearpod, use one of the already made lessons. You can always tweak them, but use those. Get to and try it out with your students. I always say, you know, the best one is pull something fun, you know, maybe take them on a virtual field trip of something you're studying in social studies. Start with little mini, lessons to kind of build that capacity. I mean, I've been fortunate enough to grow with it, but I can see how this could be very overwhelming right on that first day when you're looking at all these tools. And I don't think every lesson has to have all the activities. I think you can really just focus in on one or two, keep them small. I do a session I did this morning at ISTE, it was 10-minute computer science. I think 10-minute intervals is perfect for just about anything. So start with that small lesson, do a few slides, get comfortable, learn with your students. The learning curve to learn Nearpod on the teacher side isn't all that great once you've kind of got your feet wet. You know, there's a couple things you have to kind of understand how the environment works, but Camp Engage does a lot of you're trying to learn Nearpod, and there's always PD that's available if you're stuck with something. I know I've built courses on Nearpod. I've built courses about Nearpod. What I usually get for the feedback is this was a great platform. I was able to be engaged with the content. It keeps a PDF of everything that I've done, so now I have a record of it. I can take notes. Everything I need to do, I can do right there in Nearpod.
The biggest experience that we're developing now is so that each of the Renaissance products has their appropriate focus point. With Accelerated Reader and Mayan, it's about loving reading and having access to literacy right on your fingertips and making literacy-rich classroom experiences. Pretty important. With our math product, that's Freckle, having those just-in-time specific lessons that are ready to go for those students who need it and apply that acceleration opportunity for each child. With Nearpod, this is the hub and how we see the teacher's workflow and their experiences connecting to each of those Renaissance products. So it might be Mayan opening a book on, say, Juneteenth and understanding what's going on in this new historical experience that we're really trying to you know, understand as a country, and at the same time blend with really rich teaching opportunities. So you have books, you have literacy, you have current events, you have social studies, science, math, reading, all kind of starting to mix together. And we're excited to make these pathways really connected. And so as we grow this experience for the future, we see the teachers, you know, dashboard lighting up with the right tools, the right information, the right resources. And whether it's AI or other things that help drive that there, we know we have the assets to connect these rich teachable moments like you're talking about.
Well, so let's talk about the future of Renaissance without giving away any trade secrets, you know, right? So but you know, as you look ahead and look at the direction that Renaissance is hoping to go in the future, and you start to either develop new products or acquire other services, how much, you know, you want Nearpod to be the hub, right, the center of it. So how much of that comes into play when how much of that comes into play as you acquire or develop new services? How much does Nearpod as the center come into play?
Well, it's huge. So now our filter and our viewpoint on each product needs their proper integration into this ecosystem we're building. So let me back up on that question just for a second, because having been part of EdTech for a very long time, Jeff, we'd probably rival each other in the time frames, but maybe pretty close to time frames. But
you've been on a much faster horse. Go ahead. Oh,
unfortunately, maybe. But no, I'm just kidding. But I think the challenge that many EdTech, you know, all-in-one solutions is that, one, you have to implement a very large all-in-one solution set. You've got to, you know, and then that experience, in my opinion, many of the diagnostic prescriptive type products that have brought us here through the years, which we needed them, we needed to see how, you know, assessment and instruction work together, but they're often a specific remedial model that just goes into a what I just call a drill and practice model.
Yes.
And the teacher has such an impact. This is what research says. We know this pretty clearly, that a high quality instructor in that classroom with the data and the information to respond to the children in her classroom is way more powerful than an algorithm in a computer. And so I think the bottom line, what we're trying to build, is a responsive environment where we bring in acquisitions, to your question, we connect them to a backbone of skills and all the skills necessary. We map that super clearly. We make the tech easy. Sign on once, move from here to here, and we're building a layer of experience. So your question is, we are right now in an alpha program where we're building the Renaissance teacher journey. And the Renaissance teacher journey will take inputs from Nearpod, inputs from STAR and FastBridge, inputs from our practice and instruction products like Accelerated Reader, Mayan, Lalilo, Freckle, and Flowcabulary, and bring them into a rich experience based on what products have been purchased. So we know that you're not going to buy everything from Renaissance at all times, and that's, we don't expect that. We wouldn't, you know, we'll honor it, we love it, but you know, we're not expecting that. We realize that you might just buy a specific math for a specific grade level, or you might buy literacy as a motivational tool, or you might buy our assessments for an interim assessment, or you might buy Nearpod as your teacher delivery tool. But what we want to say is, when you buy a Renaissance product, they fit together. Mm-hmm. And they fit in the experience based on what you have and what you don't have, and that experience is easy to use, easy to see the impact, and adjust instruction so you can accelerate learning. And this idea that every student does matter, and that personalizing is really important, but it's for the teacher to see every student, not just for a automatic learning path to be created so I can go self-learn. We need that teacher at the center of that experience. So to your question, we're going to continue to acquire companies, we're going to continue to build, we're going to continue to make our offering easier and simpler. But at the end of the day, we want to connect the right assessment with the right instruction at the right time for the right students and see that growth. And then do it again.
Yeah,
like, do more of that. Right?
Exactly. Right. Lather, rinse, repeat.
Exactly.
And there's nothing to say beyond that. I mean, really, yeah, that was a great soundbite.
No.
So if our listeners want to know more, what's the best way they can get in touch with you?
Well, clearly renaissance.com. If they want to get in touch with me personally, I'm at Todd Breckus at Twitter, T-O-D-D-B-R-E-K-H-U-S. And we obviously engage with a lot of educators all the time. So for those educators listening, if you'd like to be part of our research experiences, if you'd like to give us feedback, we'll literally do thousands and thousands of teacher interviews to get to the right features and functions at the right time. And I found that's the best way to build products in this industry is be close to your educators and help them give you the feedback. So we'd welcome that.
Yeah. And I can tell you, for a person to give out their personal yes. Twitter account, that is commitment.
Look out.
Top or needs to be.
One of the two. Yeah. And thanks to Lori, too.
Yeah. Have a great ISTE. Yes. We'll catch up with her again. Don't worry.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
This episode of EduTech Guys was recorded live at ISTE 2023 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Thanks for listening.